Right now, Luigi Mangione is being arraigned for his alleged role in the murder of Brian Thompson. There are a good amount of protesters, but honestly, I think there's more media people. This trial is taking place in the middle of a much larger conversation about United Health Group. The outrage spans from activists.
Insurance companies delay care for most people that leave the hospital.
To United's own shareholders, local lawmakers, and even Steve Bannon.
There's clearly a seething anger of people that don't feel that the insurance companies and the medical companies are looking out for their interests.
But with so much attention on this trial, I wanted to know, has it done anything to stop United's own quest to control every aspect of the American healthcare system? I worked on a video investigating United Healthcare 2 years ago, together with fellow producer Sean Morrow. That video got a resurgence of attention in the last few months, and the comments made it very clear that, beyond the anger, people were looking for real change.
A major debate has erupted over the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson over who exactly is the real villain. There's a callousness to the industry as a whole.
It delivers efficiency, but their definition of efficiency is returning as much value to their investors as possible.
I wanted to talk to Sean about a real-world example of what that change could look like.
So, like, I see you've got this new spicy United Health story to share.
I'm going to tell you a story that I got obsessed with. It's got everything. It's got pissed off patients.
Why are all the doctors leaving?
It's got burnt out doctors.
If they're a public company, they've got to please the shareholders.
It's got healthcare lobbyists.
The purpose of them opposing the bill was so that this wouldn't become a national model that other states would follow.
And actually, this one might have a happy ending. This story is going to take us 3,000 miles away from New York to the state of Oregon. For 30 years, the city of Eugene has had this trusted institution serving a ton of its residents. It's called the Oregon Medical Group.
Some of these patients had 15-year relationships or longer with their doctors.
And that all changed in 2020 when it was bought by Optum.
Optum is, of course, owned by United Health Group.
I found a doctor at Optum with the answers I needed.
Optum buys Oregon Medical Group and causes this like huge chain of events that causes thousands of people to lose their doctor.
Oregon Medical Group was bought out by Optum in 2020. A lot of doctors quit, leaving patients without a new doctor.
One of these people is this woman named Lisa Fragola. She was actually diagnosed with breast cancer, and around the same time, she lost her primary care provider.
I had received a letter from Oregon Medical Group saying I no longer had a provider. So when I got an irregular mammogram, I experienced a lot of anxiety and fear because I wasn't sure how to navigate my health care.
And this isn't just like a Pacific Northwest problem, right? Optum is buying up doctor's offices across the country. They're, I think, one of the largest employers of physicians nationwide now.
They're the largest.
Since the acquisition, the group has lost 32 doctors, leaving remaining staff overwhelmed and patients without care even a year later.
In Eugene, these doctors really did not like practicing medicine for the sake of United Healthcare shareholders.
My office has heard from a couple dozen physicians. They describe the ways, both small ways and big ways, where they feel their independence is being corroded by the ownership structures in place.
That's Ben Bowman, the majority leader for Oregon's House of Representatives.
The patient might not know that it was a corporate owner, for example, who said, you only get 15 minutes with your doctor, even though the doctor might believe that the patient needs 20 or 30 minutes to have a proper exam.
So a bunch of doctors did the hard thing. They just left, leading to this huge shortage of doctors in Eugene.
Thousands of people living in Eugene lost their primary care provider. They would call up for an appointment, and they would be told that their doctor no longer worked there. What that really stood out for me was just how many people felt, I guess I would use the word deceived or misled. Quite a few reported this to me, that they were told it was because of their insurance. And so they could change to an insurance plan that would help them access care, which just happened to be owned by United Healthcare.
So Optum basically made it so hard for these doctors to work by making these ridiculous demands to save money, not for patient care or anything like that, but just to enrich these shareholders, that the doctors were just like, we can't do this anymore, which is a totally understandable and respectable decision.
As we have previously reported, letters from Optum informed former OMG patients their doctors were leaving and no replacements were available.
The most wild thing about the story is that the doctors couldn't even tell their patients that they had left. they had signed these non-competes, so they couldn't tell them and they couldn't practice in the area. If you were someone like Lisa Fragla with a new cancer diagnosis, you may not have known what was going on.
It's taken many people in my community 2 years to find a new primary care provider.
There was one local news story about a woman who couldn't refill a medication because she just couldn't get a doctor at Oregon Medical Group. Lots of other people, including Lisa, received a letter.
It basically said, we don't have anybody to assign to you, so good luck and take off.
Not only did they lose their doctor, but they were told their doctor couldn't say, like, hey, I'm going to this new place, right?
Yeah, and as I understand it, you know, with any non-compete, like, that's poaching clients. That's competing with Optum. So they couldn't do that, even though there was no doctors at Oregon Medical Group to be able to see these people.
We are absolutely at an inflection point in this country when it comes to the corporatization of healthcare, without a doubt in my mind. There is a fundamental tension between a clinician who has an ethical duty to their patients, who took an oath to serve the interests of their patients, and fiduciary responsibility of a corporation or private equity firm who has a duty to their shareholders to maximize their profit.
It's not just Oregon.
So much of it to me comes down to dollars and cents, to the fact that we've put like a profit motive in something that shouldn't be about profit. It should be about care.
There's this report by Congressman Pat Ryan. He has a lot of constituents in the Hudson Valley area. Up there, Optum purchased practices like CareMount Medical, Crystal Run Healthcare, a ton of practices all up and down the Hudson Valley. Congressman Ryan conducted a survey of 1,800 people, and 41% reported that the quality of their healthcare went down after Optum acquired the practice. And Optum's whole thing is they're going to make things more efficient and cheaper, but Ryan's office is finding that not only is the care getting worse, it's getting more expensive. So it is getting more efficient, and it is getting more cost-effective for the executives, for the shareholders, but not for the patients, the people that a healthcare company should be theoretically taking care of.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department seems to be trying to make an example out of Luigi Mangione. Pam Bondi explicitly told federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty, which led to what I think is an unexpected statement from the lawyer of a man in a murder trial. While claiming to protect against murder, the federal government moves to commit the premeditated, state-sponsored murder of Luigi. By doing this, they are defending the broken, immoral, and murderous healthcare industry that continues to terrorize the American people. Back to Oregon. Lisa Fragla was able to get the care she needed outside of an Optum-run facility. And then she decided to run for office. She ran for the Oregon House of Representatives.
Lisa Fragla announced her run Monday afternoon.
Investments in education, investments in housing production, and making sure that we have good-paying jobs and family benefits for the people that live in our community.
While she was running for office and knocking on doors, she heard so many stories of people who had also lost their doctors because of the actions of Optum. And she won. And with the majority leader over there, Ben Bowman, they're supporting this legislation to make sure that corporations like United cannot dictate how doctors practice medicine.
Most states in the country have what's called a corporate practice of medicine law or corporate practice of medicine doctrine. Basically, what it says is that physicians or advanced practice providers have to own and control medical clinics. These are non-controversial laws. Republican states, Democratic states, they're widespread throughout the country. The problem is there are loopholes in these laws where basically large corporations and private equity firms have figured out that they can be in compliance with the law on paper by having a friendly physician or captive physician own the practice.
Representative Bowman's bill would change that by restricting corporations, like Optum, from taking decision-making away from doctors and clinical decisions. It also restricts non-compete and non-disclosure agreements, which caused many of the problems and confusion in Eugene.
Senate Bill 951 was introduced to address a rising trend in this country that is happening not in response to public policy choices, but in response to profiteering from some very large corporations. At its core, the bill is just about ensuring doctors are the ones making decisions in exam rooms.
A version of that bill was actually introduced last year, went up for a vote, and passed the House.
Great. Problem solved.
Not quite.
Okay. We had bipartisan support from senators of both parties, but because of some procedural maneuvering, the bill died without a vote in the Senate.
That seems incredibly unfair, like a small minority of the government there completely changing everything.
Good news, though, Bowman is trying again with support from some newly electeds like Lisa Fragla. but has attracted the attention of some pretty powerful people.
The head of Optum Oregon said, and I quote, "The experiment of physician-directed
healthcare in this country over 50 or 70 years didn't work. It didn't work.
It didn't work." That was his quote. I was told by one lobbyist that the purpose of them opposing the bill was so that this wouldn't become a national model that other states would follow. That was explicitly stated to me in my legislative office with my staff present.
A similar bill passed in California in 2024, but got vetoed by Gavin Newsom. Another bill was introduced in Vermont as well.
And so while United Healthcare, like the insurance branch of this conglomerate, is trying to squeeze more money out of people with all these denials, another part of the larger umbrella company is trying to protect this other part of their business where they can profit off of healthcare clinics, the actual care, by slashing staff, slashing time with doctors, and maybe even defrauding Medicare.
If United Healthcare, in addition to doing the insurance, started buying up doctors' offices and pharmacies, how would you feel about that?
That seems like it would be bad, like a monopoly on healthcare by companies that are already profiting off of denying care to people.
If I told you United was already the largest employer of physicians in the United States and already owns pharmacies like Optum, how does that make you feel?
Oh, nauseated but not surprised.
Senate Bill 951A, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed.
So they just voted on the Oregon bill in the Senate. That's where it died last year. And I want to play this clip for you.
Recognize Senator Bonham.
The fundamental question, of course, is should a large conglomerate, multinational corporation decide whether or not my mom gets a new hip when she breaks her hip? I don't think anybody's going to say yes.
That is a Republican.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of like anti-corporate attitude is kind of becoming more prevalent.
Watching this, it was kind of incredible seeing bipartisan agreement that corporations should not dictate medicine, even if their solutions were different. But nonetheless, the Democrat version of the bill passed the Senate 21-8.
Now it goes to the House?
Yeah, and they are very confident it will pass there.
And there's a ton of other developments that I feel like aren't getting the kind of attention they deserve. There was actually a push by the shareholders to audit their prior authorization process. United lobbied the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, to block the vote, and then the whole thing just got withdrawn.
The state of Arkansas just banned pharmacy benefit managers, who negotiate drug prices and reimburse pharmacies, from operating their own pharmacies. One of the big players in that space is United, which often pushes patients to their own Optum pharmacies. Do you think the attention the trial is attracting is going to help healthcare reform in the United States?
I think so, because we need attention somewhere, right?
Talking to all these people, it's not just anger. I mean, there is anger, but there's also hope. Luigi's trial, I'm hearing, was just set for 2026. We're going to keep following the story. So if you have healthcare stories to share, and especially if you work inside the insurance industry, send us a line, stories@perfectunion.us. Thanks.